Today's shiur is Masechta Beya Daf Lamed Hey, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom, Om Mazutra Bered Rav Nachman. In the previous shiur, the Gemara had asked a shaila. We know that Midaraisa, as we explained, Truma and Maestras have to be removed from produce when they're completely processed, Nigmar Malachtoi, and we had Riyas Pnei Abayis that comes into the house. But as we explained yesterday, an Achilas Kvav, somebody makes a permanent meal out of this type of food, there's an obligation to take Trumas Maestras. Another din that we learned was Shabbos Kvav. The Shabbos has the ability to make the meal significant, and therefore we have to take off Trumas Maestras. The Gemara asked the Shaila, what's going to be the din on produce shloi nigmar malachtoi that wasn't completely processed? Is Shabbos still kivas? The Shabbos say that if you eat it on Shabbos you have to take off trumas and maestras or not? So the Gemara quoted Rav Nachman, who said limud oruchu biyodenu. We have a mesora that Shabbos kivas. The Shabbos makes an obligation even on food shloi nigmar malachtoi that wasn't completely processed. Says the Gemara, Amar Azutra B'Reid Rav Nachman, Afa Na Namitinin. We have a raya from our Mishnah, because we learned in the Mishnah yesterday, Void Amar Rabbi Lezer, Oymer Adam Al Muks Erev Shabbos. A person could stand next to this produce that wasn't completely processed, because otherwise there would be no reason that it should be considered Muksa. Here we have this fruit, as we explained, that's somewhat edible and somewhat not edible. And according to Rabbi Lezer, a person standing next to this food, Erev Shabbos, and verbally designating that this food is food that he wants to be able to eat, he's not separating it, he's not being maksadas. The halacha is, Oymer Adam Al Muks Erev Shabbos B'Shvius, and on Shabbos he could eat it. And as we explained when we learned the Mishnah previously, why is this adequate? Because when we look at this fruit, there's two issues with this produce. One issue with the produce is that it's muksa. It's not really readily available, readily edible. And according to Blezer, his verbal designation solves that problem. But there's another problem with this fruit. We didn't take off trumas and maestras from it. So as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, that's not a concern here. Because we're dealing, as the Mishnah said, with the Shemitah year. Produce of the Shemitah year, we don't have to take off Trumas and Maestras. So by this person verbally designating that I'm going to eat this fruit, he solved all his problems. Tama, the Shvius, it's the Shemitah year. The Labar Surihu, it's not subject to Trumas and Maestras. What do we extrapolate? Habishar Shnei Shvua, other years, where besides the concern of Muksa, there's also a concern that they didn't take Trumas and Maestras. Hachinami Dasar. We would not be able to eat from this fruit on Shabbos. My Tama. This fruit is not completely processed. Obviously, if it was completely processed, he wouldn't have to designate it. It must be. Lav Mishum the Shabbos Kavas. Because the person is going to eat it on Shabbos. We're speaking on Shabbos. And Shabbos makes you have to take off Trumas and Maestras, even from produce that's not completely processed. Says the Gemara, loy. That's not the explanation of our Mishnah. Shani Hossam, our Mishnah, given that we're dealing with a situation, kiven the Omar Mikan and Oichel Amacher, since this person verbally designated these food that he's going to eat tomorrow, so it's not Shabbos that makes it obligated in taking Trumas and Maestras. It's his designation that he said, I'm going to eat it. That's why he has to take off Trumas and Maestras. Nothing to do with Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, and this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara so beautifully. So Rashi says, if the point of our Mishnah is to teach us that once somebody designated food that is going to eat that food, you can never eat that food without taking off Trumas and Maestras, that has nothing to do with Masechta Beyin. That's a halacha in Masechta Maestras. So why is the Mishnah here Masech Tebeya? Ihachi, Mayir Yishabbos. Why did the Mishnah have to discuss it regarding the situation of Erev Shabbos? Afil b'chol nami. We should have learned it in Masech Tebeya. Says the Gemara, there is a reason to teach us. And this is the way Rashi explains it. As we said a moment ago, when we look at this produce that our Mishnah is discussing on a non-Shemitah year, there are two problems with this produce. One is that it might be muksa, and the other is that Trumas and Maisis will not be moved from it. The muksa issue is resolved, according to Rabbi Lezer, by verbally designating. But why is that enough in a non-Shemitah year? It shouldn't be enough. It should still be muksa, even if I verbally designated it, because I have to take off Trumas and Maisris. And as we learned so many times in this Masechta, you're not allowed to take off Trumas and Maisris on Shabbos and Yontif. We said because of Tikkun, we said because you're being Magdish. So what does your designation help if you don't take off Trumas and Maisris? It must be that since Midoraisa, Trumas and Maisris may be removed on Shabbos and Yontif, and Echnami, Midoranen, it's not permitted, but Midoraisa it's permitted. When this person went and designated the fruit that he's going to eat it on Shabbos, he's going to eat it on Yontif, and then he takes off the Trumas and Maisris on Shabbos, even though he shouldn't have, it's not that wrong, not the right way to say it, it's not considered Muksa Machmas Isser, that it should be Usser if he did it, and I would be allowed to eat the fruit, even though I did the wrong thing. And Rashi says, the wording of our Mishnah points to that. Because Rashi says, what does our Mishnah say? Oymer Adam al Muksa, during Erev Shviz in the Shemitah year, Erev Shabbos in the Shemitah year, you could do it lechatchila. What's the deek? That in the Shemitah year, where we said the only concern is Muksa, so by making the verbal designation, you solved all your issues. In the non-Shemitah year, if the halacha were that even with the Eved you can't eat this produce, the Mishnah shouldn't have said, Oymer Adam al Muksa, Erev Shabbos b'Shviyas, which seems to indicate in the Shemitah year it's l'chatchila mutter, in the other years it's mutter b'di'evid. It should have said, ha'oymid ala muksa. If somebody does this, in the Shemitah year it's fine, and we would extrapolate every other year it's not fine. So that's why, since the Mishnah specifically used this terminology of oymid adam ala muksa, the Mishnah is teaching us, says the Gemara, according to Rashi's explanation, that in the other years, by accomplishing this verbal designation, and then you actually take off the Trumas and Maisris on Shabbos Yontif, which is acceptable Midoraisa and not Midrabanan, you're allowed to eat this produce. That's the din of the Mishnah, but the Mishnah is not teaching us anything regarding Shabbos being Kavas Lamas or not. Hakamashmon, the Mishnah is teaching us, the Tevel Muchnu Etzel Shabbos, once I verbally designated this Tevel, it's considered not Muksa, and therefore, Shem Avrei V'Siknoi, if I do on Shabbos take off the Trumas and Maisris, even though I shouldn't have done it with the Rabbanan, but since with the Rice it's acceptable, it's not considered Muksa Machmas Isser, and Masukkan I can eat that produce. So what are we learning now? That according to Mazutra, not according to Mazutra, but according to the way the Gemara is up to now, our Mishnah is not teaching us anything regarding Shabbos being Kavas L'Maiser. What is Kaveya, according to our Gemara's understanding? The fact that the person verbally designated this produce. Ask the Gemara again, based on a Mishnah Masechta Maisris, V'lai Maisri Chayzer. Why should verbal designation be considered such a significant act that based on that, you can never eat this produce without taking off Trumas and Maisris? The fact that I could put this produce that I verbally designated back to where it came from, Rabbi Eliezer teaches us Masechta Maisris, that is a factor to determine that you're not mechuyif to take off Trumas and Maisris. Because the Shemini Le Rabbi Eliezer teaches us to call Hecha the Maisri Chayzer, wherever you could take what you had and put it back where it came from to the original pile, loy kavod, there's no obligation to take off Trumas and Maisris. That's not. The Mishnah says in Masechta Maisris, Hanoitl Zay Simon Amatin, if somebody takes out olives from the vat, they used to keep olives in the vat, they kept warm, and that they were warm, and that's how they ripened and the oil came out. So Halach is, Toivel Achs Achs B'Melech, if he eats one at a time, then he could eat them v'oichel. He could eat them and he doesn't have to take off maestris. Why? Because it's not nigmar malachtoi. It's not an achilas kva. And he could eat it and not have to take off trumas and maestris. However, v'mtov of a nosel fun of a sorrow. But let's say the person took out 10 olives. And the Mefarshim say it's not the point of 10 olives. The number 10 is not the significant number. It's that he took out a whole bunch. And the Chazon Ish explains more than that. It's not just that he took out a whole pile. He intends to eat up the entire pile, then chayif. So according to the Tanakhama, that is already considered an achilas kva. Achilas kva, you can't eat without taking off trumas and maestros. Rebbe Lezer, however, has a different way of deciding if you're mechuyif to take off trumas and maestros or not. He says like this, minamat and tohor, if the vat was tohor, chayif, then you have to take off trumas and maestros. Minamatin tamei, but if the vat was tamei, it's potter. You don't have to take off trumas and maestros. And the obvious question, maishna resha, maishna seifa, what's the difference on the tumah tahara status of the vat to teach me if I have to take off trumas and maestros or not? Vom Rav Avuah, so Rav Avuah explains, resha b'matin tar v'gavra tamei. The resha is speaking about a situation where all the olives in the vat are tahor. However, the person taking out the olives is tamei. So since he's taking out the olives and he's tamei, what happens to the olives when he touches them? They become tamei. And therefore, delay matzah mahadalei. He can't put those olives back into the vat because he's not going to take tamei olives and put them back into the vat that's all tar and make everything tamei. Asks Rashi the obvious question. When somebody is tamei, sticks his hand into the vat that's tahor, he'll make everything tamei. So what's the Gemara saying that everything in the vat is tahor besides what I took out? Everything I touch, the whole vat becomes tamei because I stuck my tamei hand into it. So Rashi says that I was careful to only touch the olives that I want to take out and all the other olives I didn't touch. That's how Rashi explains. Taisus says that I didn't stick my hand in, because I stuck my hand in, perhaps everything in the vat will become tamei. Rather, I took a pshuti kleitz. I took a piece of wood that doesn't have a receptacle, which we've learned so many times is not mekabel tuma and doesn't transfer tuma. And I used that stick to scoop out of the vat the olives, so they didn't become tamei when they would that way. And then the olives that are outside, I put my hands on, and that's how they become tamei. And that's why they can't be put back into the vat. And that's why Rebbe Lezer holds you're mechuyif to take trumas and maestros from it. However, the rest of the olives that are in the vat are not tamei. Seifa, however, explains the Gemara, where Rebbe Lezer says you don't have to take off trumas and maestros, is the matan tamei. All the olives in the vat are anyway tamei. The gavra tamei, and I'm tamei. So the matzah mahadalei. So since there's nothing keeping me back from putting those olives back into the vat, because anyway, the whole vat is tamei. So that's why I'm not mechuyif to take off trumas and maestros. So ask the Gemara, taking it back to our situation. Yes, I designated these fruits, but I could put them back into the pile. And if I could put them back into the pile, according to Rebbe Lezer, I'm not mechuyif to take off trumas and maestros. Yet we're saying, that's how the Gemara on Daf Lamed Daled explained, that according to Rebbe Lezer, once there's verbal designation, even though I could return it, I have to take off trumas and maestros. Says the Gemara, Ma'as Nisa Nami will have to explain that our Mishnah is discussing a situation where muks are tahor, all the fruits are tahor, the gavra tam and am tamei. The lematzal hadalai, they're here too, I can't return it. Ask the Gemara the obvious question. In our Mishnah, I didn't take anything out. What according to Rebbe Lezer happened? I had this whole pile, and I verbally designated that I'm going to take from here. So it's not a question of taking out and putting back. Nothing was ever taken out. So if according to Rebbe Lezer, that's the way the Rishonim explain. If according to Rebbe Lezer, if I have the ability to put it back, that already exempts me from taking trumas and maestros. Certainly in a situation where I didn't take anything out, I don't have to take trumas and maestros. So how's the Gemara saying according to Rebbe Lezer, I have to take trumas and maestros? It's better than taking and putting back. I never took it out. And in fact, some of the Mefarshim ask, what's the Gemara's habimina here? Elam Rav Simi Barashi. How do we have to explain Rabbi Lezer? Rabbi Lezer Ka'amrit. We're trying to explain Rabbi Lezer's position. Rabbi Lezer Latamei. We find another shita that Rabbi Lezer expresses in Masechtas Maisers. Dama Truma Kavas Kava V'Koshka and Shabbos. The halacha is like this, as we said already at the beginning of today's shiur. Midaraisa, you don't have to take off Trumas and Maisris until you have Gemar, Malachtoi, until the produce is completely processed. What would be the halacha if somebody took off Trumas and Maisris? Somebody is anxious. He takes off the Truma early. It's not processed. But I took off Truma at an earlier stage. Says Rabbi Lezer, that then I have to take off Maisr. And the Mishnah Rishonim, Masechta Maisris, explains this very nicely. He says, the Torah told us that we only have to take off Trumas and Maisris when the produce is completely processed. Why? Because the Torah is telling us that until it's completely processed, it's not considered a fruit. It's not considered produce. However, you, who took off Truma, obviously do consider it produce. Otherwise, why'd you take off Truma? If you consider it processed and you consider it complete, then you have to take off the Maestris also. Says the Gemara, just like Rabbi Lezer holds, that if you took off Truma, that obligates you to take off Maestr, so too will Rabbi Lezer hold that if you went and designated that I'm going to eat this fruit, it's the same like saying, like taking off Truma. Because it's showing that as far as you're concerned, this fruit is finished. It's processed. It's ready to eat. And that's what Rabbi Lezer will hold, that you have to take off Trumas and Maisris. And it has nothing to do with Shabbos. The Tanan, as the Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Shabbos, Perish Atarman, Achla Nigra Malachtan, if you take off Truma, even though they weren't completely processed, Rabbi Lezer, Oysa Lechem and Aroy, Rabbi Lezer says you can no longer eat from them, even in a temporary fashion, until you take off the Maisris, V'cham Matirim. So where we're up to now is that according to Rabbi Lezer, the halacha will be that we have no proof what Rabbi Lezer holds regarding Shabbos. All we know is that if he verbally designates fruit, produce, then he's mechuyev to take off Maisris. And the same thing will be Shabbos, because according to him, Shabbos will have the same din as Truma. Ella, Amrav Simi Barashi, El says the Gemara, perhaps we have a raya from the Rabbonim. Tashma Misefa. Like Rashi explains, Taisus the same. We explain that when we learned the Mishnah yesterday, that we're machlokes between the Rabbonim and Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah. According to Rabbi Lezer, verbal designation is enough. According to Rabbonim, it's not enough to have verbal designation. You have to physically mark off the fruit you want to eat. And as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, what is the basis of their machlokes? The basis of their machlokes is, do you subscribe to Breira or not? Rabbi Lezer does subscribe to Breira, so we say retroactively, those were the fruits I always meant to eat. Rabbanan don't. But there is no other machlokes between them. The Chum say in the Mishnah, Achi Yershon, the person has to physically mark off, V'yoyim Mekan V'atkan, that these are the fruits I'm going to eat. And now the Gemara is a repetition of what we learned at the beginning of the year. Tam de Erev Shabbos v'Shvi'is. Why is physical marking enough? Because it's the Shemitah year in our Mishnah, that the only concern we have is Muksa. There is no concern of taking off Truma Maisr, the Laba Asurihu. You don't have to take off Truma Maisrs. Ha b'shah shnei shvua, every other year of the 7-year cycle, the Bnei Yisurim Ninu, that besides the concern of Muksa, we also have a concern that you have to take off Trumas and Maisris, Asurim. The Rabbanan would hold you're not allowed to eat that fruit, even though you physically marked it off Erev Shabbos. My Tama, what must be the reason that you're not allowed to partake of this produce? La Mishum the Shabbos Kava, because it's Shabbos. And even though it's like Nigra Malachtoi, it's not produce that's completely processed, Shabbos makes you eat it. Says the Gemara Loi, Shani Hasam, since the person physically marked off and said that I'm going to eat this fruit, that's why you have to take off Trumas and Maisris. Nothing to do with Shabbos. Says the Gemara, if that's Pshat in the Mishnah, Yochimayir Shabbos afil b'chol nami, so this has nothing to do with Hilchus Yontif. It's a din hilchos maestros. That as soon as I physically mark off that I'm going to eat fruit, that is considered enough of a reason that I can't eat it without taking off trumas and maestros. And says the Gemara, "Kamash from the tevim muchen hoetzel Shabbos." Like we learned earlier, what the Mishnah is teaching us is that in all the other years besides the Shemitah year, besides the concern of muksa, we also are not allowed to take off trumas and maestros. So we would think, since you're not allowed to take off trumas and maestros Shabbos Yontif, that should give this fruit, that should give this produce, the status of muksa machmas iser. And therefore, even though I went through the process of designation, it should be meaningless, because you can't designate something that's muksa machmas iser. Teaches us the Mishnah, as we mentioned earlier, that since midoraisa, I am allowed to take off trumas and maestros on Shabbos, that is enough to take away the status of muksa machmas iser, and that's why b'di'evid, if in, even not in the Shemitah year, if I, according to Rabbanan, physically mark off what I want to eat, and then Shabbos, and again I have to say this, albeit I did the wrong thing, I shouldn't have taken off the trumas and maestros, because b'di Rabbanan I'm not supposed to do it. If I did it, shem avroi, in siknoi, if I did take off the trumas and maestros, m'sukner I'm allowed to eat it. So we learned, so we have no proof what the Rabbanan hold regarding Shabbos. According to Rabbi Lezer, we explained that he certainly holds Shabbos Kavas L'maisa. Why? Just to review, because Rabbi Lezer said that if Truma Kavas, that if the fact that I took off Truma means that I have to take off Maisa, certainly Shabbos has the same ability. Ask the Gemara, Astira Rabbi Lezer, it says in another Mishnah, Masechta Trumas, somebody's eating a cluster of grapes, V'nichnas Megina L'chatzar, and he walks in from the from his yard, his garden, into the chatzar, which has the same status as his home. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Yigmar. Rabbi Lezer says he could finish the fruit, even though now it has Rias Pnei Abayis. I took it into the chatzar. Rabbi Shua Oimer Lo Yigmar. Rabbi Shua says, once you took it into the chatzar, you cannot eat it unless you take off Trumas and Maestros. Choshka B'Leil Shabbos. I'm eating fruit Friday afternoon. I'm eating this produce Friday afternoon, and now become Shabbos. And the Shabbos Shalom Malacha points out, what does Choshka B'Leil Shabbos mean? What does it mean? Does it mean that it has to be Tzeis Kechavim? That Shabbos is only considered Shabbos by Tzeis Kechavim? Or even by Ben Hashmoshes, when we're no longer allowed to do Malacha, does it already have a din of Shabbos? Here it seems to say Choshka, which would seem to mean Tzeis Kechavim. Choshka B'Leil Shabbos, Rabbi Lezer Oimer Yigmar, even though it's already Shabbos, I can finish it. Yeshua Oimer, La Yigmar. So the question here is, here it became Shabbos. We're explaining that according to Belezer, Shabbos, Kavas, Lamaiser. That according to Belezer, as soon as Shabbos comes, I can't eat produce without taking off Trumas and Maestros. How will we reconcile this? Answers the Gemara. Hosom, Kiritani Tama. We have to understand the way Rav Nosson explained that Mishnah. Rav Nosson Oimer, like Shamam Rav Lezer Yigmar, B'chotzi Yigmar. Rav Lezer says that you can complete, when you walk into the chotzer, you can finish eating. He didn't mean you can finish eating it in the chotzer. Eliyotze chutz l'chotzer Yigmar. What he meant was that you can walk out of the chotzer, and now you're no longer in the chotzer, and finish it. Similarly, for like Shamam Rav Lezer Yigmar, not when Rav Lezer said you can finish it, he didn't mean b'Shabbos Yigmar. On Shabbos Avadi you can't eat it, because he didn't take off Trumas and Maestros. And Rav Lezer holds Shabbos Kavas. What he means is, El Mamta L'Matzah Shabbos Yigmar. What he meant was, that on Matzah Shabbos, I could resume eating it without taking a Trumas and Maestros. Of course on Shabbos I can't, because Rav Lezer holds Shabbos Kavas L'Maisa. Asks Rashi and Tosfos a Gevaldig Kasha. Yesterday, the Gemara quoted a Mishnah Masechta Maestros. It was the first Gemara after the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the children went and designated food to eat on Shabbos, and then you didn't end up eating it on Shabbos. Said the Mishnah that even now after Shabbos, Matzoy Shabbos, when you want to eat that food, you have to take off Trumas and Maestros. Because once it was designated for Shabbos food, it can't go reverse. Here we're saying that Rabbi Lez is holding that although on Shabbos I can't eat it without taking off Trumas and Maestros, Matzah Shabbos I can eat it. How are we going to understand this pshat? So Rashi says a beautiful pshat. Rashi says there's a difference between the food mentioned in this Mishnah and the food mentioned in that Mishnah. The food mentioned in that Mishnah, was food that was specifically designated as your Shabbos meal. Says the Mishnah, the food that was designated for Shabbos meal can never go back. And I can never, even after Shabbos, eat it without taking off Trumas and Maestras. Here, on the other hand, says Rashi, we're not talking about food that was specifically designated to be eaten on Shabbos. The Mishnah is teaching us that if I eat produce on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to eat it, that I wasn't taking off Trumas and Maestras. But that doesn't affect the status on Matzoi Shabbos. And we're going to use this concept in a moment again. Taisa says a simpler teretz. Taisa says that the Mishnah that the Gemara quoted before is talking about produce that was completely processed. So since it was completely processed, and it's Shabbos, then halacha is that you can never eat that fruit, produce, without taking off Trumas and Maestras. Here we're talking about produce, says Taisa, that wasn't completely processed. So Enochanami, on Shabbos, I can't eat it without taking off Trumas and Maestras. But on Matzoi Shabbos, since it's Loi Nigmar Malachtoi, I can eat it without taking off Trumas and Maestras. There's an interesting Shibolei Aleket based on this Gemara. Here we're learning, as we've learned already in the previous year and today's year, that Shabbos has a special significance. And Shabbos has the ability to be Kaveh LaMaiser, that you have to, you can't eat without taking your Trumas and Maestras, because the significance of a Shabbos to Gemil. Says the Shibolei Aleket, we know that Halacha is on Sukkos, a Sudas Kva, you have to eat in the Sukkah. A Sudas Arai, that means less than a Beya, a bread, you can eat Mikradin, Michutz LaSukkah. Says the Shibolei Aleket, that's only on Chol HaMoed. But on Shabbos, since we're learning that every Shabbos meal is considered a Chshivas, it's considered a Kviyas, so I can never eat a meal outside of the Sukkah, even if I'm eating less than a Beya on Shabbos. Because anything I eat on Shabbos is Choshev. The Shulchan Aruch disagrees. The Shulchan Aruch says that when the Gemara, Masechet Sukkah, gives this shear, less than a Beya I can eat Mikra Adim Mechutz LaSukkah, more I can't, makes no difference Shabbos or Chol HaMoed. Kiyos HaRoven, continues the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Echad Shabbos Vechad Truma, Vechad Chotzer, Shabbos, or the fact that I took Truma, or the fact that it entered my chotzer, vechid mekach, or it went through a business transaction, and the Gemara is going to explain each one of these concepts separately. Kulam and kaivim, they don't designate a chiyiv to take off meiser, el bedovish nigma malachtin, unless it was processed. As Taisus, it was completely processed that I don't need Shabbos, I don't need chotzer. It was processed. Answers Taisus very nicely, as we said at the beginning of the shiur. Midaraisa, we need two things. We need that it was nigrim malachton, that it was completely processed, and it was also riz pnei abayis, that was brought into the house. Teaches us, Rabbi Yochanan, says Taisvis, that if it was loy nigrim malachton, if it wasn't completely processed, then even though it's Shabbos, and even though chatzar, and all these things wouldn't make a difference. But if it's nigrim malachton, it was completely processed, then Shabbos, or chatzar, or truma, obligate to take off trumas maestras. Shabbos, when we said that if something is not completely processed, even though it's Shabbos, we could continue eating it without taking off Trumas and Maestras, Achilas Arai, Lefukim of the Hillel. This comes to disagree with what Hillel said, the Tanya. Hama'amah Peiris b'makom l'makom. If somebody's taking piles of Peiris from one place to another place, and the Shem Tzion HaMelech says the right gear to his Liktsois, because Liktsois means to cut. You can't cut, you don't cut after it's in a pile. If it's in a pile, it's how he was cut. So it means liktsois, to dry. V'kiddush alayim yom, and become Shabbos. Or Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hillel atzmai, Hillel says, oyser. That even though these fruits are not processed, since now it's Shabbos, they cannot be eaten without taking off trumas and maestras. But the Chachamim disagree. And we all like the Chachamim. Ask Taisus, why do we have to say that Hillel disagrees? We could have said Rabbi Elazar disagrees. We just finished saying that according to Belezer, Shabbos is Kavas, so why do we have to bring in Hillel? So Taisa says that throughout Shas we know that Rebbe Elazar was a Talmud of Beis Shammai. So that we don't follow Rebbe Elazar is not a Chiddush. It's nothing surprising. But here we have Hillel, who we usually do follow. And the Chiddush is that even though Hillel does hold that Shabbos is Kavas Lemaiser, the Chum disagree, and we hold like the Chum, not like Hillel. Chotzer, Lefukim and Rebbe Yaakov. It comes to say we don't hold like Rabbi Yaakov. The Tanan, Hamav Tainim B'Chatzeroi, if somebody's transferring Tainim in his Chotzer. litzos again to dry. The halacha is bottom of bnei beisai oichel min arai. They're allowed to eat it in a temporary fashion of a turim and a meiser, even though they were brought into my chotzer. V'tana lo, Rabbi Yaakov mechayiv. Rabbi Yaakov says that since they're in the chotzer, you are mechuyev to take off trumas and meisis. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, paiter, and we hold like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Truma lefukim and Rabbi Leza. This is Rabbi Leza that we learned on Amud Aleph. Tatznan perish a tamrach lo nigra malachdon. If we took off truma from produce, even though it wasn't completely processed, as we explained on Amud Aleph, Rabbi Leza Oisus says you cannot eat from this produce, even b'derech harai, until you take off all of the maisris. Rabbi Leza Oisus lechem and harai. Chamatim lecham say just because we took off truma, if the produce isn't completely processed. And if I'm eating it with derech harai, I can continue eating it even though I didn't take off the maisrus. Mekach. What about mekach? Mekach means it was the subject of a business transaction. Kitanya. Haloikeach teinim and amaretz. If somebody buys teinim from an amaretz, b'mokoyim shiroi b'nei odim darsim, in a place where most people don't just eat fresh teinim, but rather they wait till they dry, the halacha is oichlam and arai. He could continue eating from them in a rai fashion, or ma'asrin demai. Like the Mefarshim explained, there are two separate dinim being taught here. One halacha is that I could eat them from a rai, because even though they were the subject of a business transaction, that doesn't prohibit us from eating it, and a rai. And another halacha is that whatever you buy from Amoritz, there's a din of demai, which we'll explain in a second. Shmami Natlas, and the Gemara says, we could extrapolate from this din three very important concepts. Shmamina, the first concept we just finished explaining. Mekech ene kvas abadovish nigbim alachtoi. Even though this was the subject, it was a part of a business transaction, that doesn't mean that you can't eat it if it wasn't completely processed and you're eating it awry. Shmamina, roi maoritz masrunhein. We see from here that ana maoritz does take maiser. Because the halach is that I only have to take off maiser as the mai. The mai means that if we buy produce from an amoritz, even though the halacha is roiv amoritz ma'asrin hay, most amoritz do take off trumas and maisris, we have to be concerned that this amoritz didn't. And that's why you have to take off the mai. There are special leniencies regarding the mai. One leniency is that you don't have to give maiser to the levi. Because even though you mafresh it, but the levi has to prove that you didn't, that this wasn't separated, that he didn't get it. You just do that frosh and you could eat it. Another halacha, Gemara quotes many times in Shas, machil masanim demai. We could give poor people to eat demai. But shmamino, even a bigger chiddush. Ma'asrim demai ma'amoritz, ma'afil b'davish lo'in nigmar malachtoi. What's the situation here? We bought this from the amoritz, at what point? Before it was completely processed. So explain the Mefarshim. Even though we just finished saying the Roiv Amoritz Masrin Hain, when would we say such a concept? We would say such a concept by something that was completely processed. So the normal way is, it's completely processed, and then you take off Trumas and Maestris, so we could assume that even though the seller is an Amoritz, Roiv Amoritz Masrin Hain. But here we're dealing with a situation that when I bought this produce, it wasn't completely processed. So I would think, certainly, so we have two things working against us. Number one, the seller is an amoritz. Number two, it was sold when it wasn't finished processing. There, perhaps, I should be certain that the amoritz didn't take off trumas and maisris. Kamash malon, that even in such a circumstance, we could assume that roiv amoritz masrahim. And why taka? So Mefarshim explained that in the amoritz's mind, once he sells it, it's nigrim malachtoi. Selling is the final step. And since it's nigrim malachtoi, there we have the klal of roiv amoritz masrahim. So here we see, as we just said, back to our sugya, that even though it was the subject of a business transaction, that doesn't obligate that you can't eat it awry without taking trumas and maisris. It was loy nigrim malachtoi. Lefuke, which comes to disagree with something that we learned, maharet nan, hamachla peres mchaveroi. If somebody barters, I give him my produce and he gives me his. Zelach v'zelach. Both of us intend to eat it. or zeliktsos or zeliktsos, or both intend not to eat it. It's not nigra malachtoi. We still want to dry it. Or zelech of a zeliktsos, or I want to eat it and you want to dry it. Chayiv. In all these circumstances, says the Tanna Kamma, since it was part of a business deal, it's mechuyev and trumas and maestras. Even though it's loy nigra malachtoi, I still want to liktsos, I still want to dry it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lechol chayiv, if my goal is to eat it, so it's obviously nigra malachtoi, and if it's nigra malachtoi, I'm not allowed to eat it without taking trumas and maestras. However, liktsos, if I intend to dry it, so it's loy nigra malachtoi, and therefore, even though it was part of a business deal, potter, I'm allowed to eat it, but derech harai, since it was loy nigra malachtoi. The Pais can point out, there's a tshuvas Leif Chaim. Leif Chaim was Reb Chaim Palagi. It says, from here we see that machlif, barter, is considered a business transaction. He says a very interesting shaila. It could come up in current commerce. He says, let's say somebody, a wholesaler, sells something to a, somebody owns a factory or whatever, sells something to a business person with the condition, I'm selling this to you that you could sell further, but you can't sell in this city. In this specific city, I have a different, whatever consideration makes no difference, you can't sell it. So he has to follow the deal. What happens if this person, the buyer, doesn't sell it, but he barters it? I sell somebody tape recorders with the condition you can't sell these tape recorders in New York. So he doesn't sell them. He barters them for a table. Is that permissible or not? So he says, from our Gemara, we see that machlif, a barter exchange, is considered a full-fledged business mekach, and you're not allowed to barter it either. Even though there are machlekes rishonim. One place we find a machlekes rishonim, the Torah speaks about a no, that if you overcharge for an item past the fair value, there's a din of a no. And there's a question, is that din also apply by a barter? That means if I sell you something and I overcharge you, it's certainly a no. What happens if I do a barter exchange with you and I cheat you? Is that subject to a no? It's machlekes rishonim. There's another machlekes rishonim. We know that everything that is sold, fields, houses, most times, go back in Yovel. What would be our halacha if I did a barter on my house? Does it go back in Yovel or not? Machlekes rishonim. Hadin lachamevi. Says the Mishnah. Mishilin peiris derech aruba b'yontif. One could take his fruit and it, as Rashi explains, he had this produce on his roof and he sees it's going to rain and he doesn't want it to get ruined, so he could throw it down the roof to save it from getting wet. As the Mefarshim discusses, the Machlokes, when we throw it down, can you just throw it down? You can even lower it down with a rope. So Rashi says, what are we speaking about? We're speaking about chitim, so'irim, food that the Mefarshim explain is edible. But why would we have fruit, groigers tzmukim, which we said are not edible? So most Mefarshim explain that Rashi would hold, and that's the halacha, that is muksa, and you can't throw down the shaft on Yontif. Then I saw another shaila. What would be the halacha if it's not muksa? Let's say you have sforim on your roof. You have books. So on one hand, they're certainly not muksa. On the other hand, they're not a food item. Is the heter of the Mishnah limited to food items? Or is the heter of the Mishnah inclusive of everything, provided that it's not muksa? It's a shaila that I saw the Paiskim discuss. Avaloi b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, this is not permissible, because on Shabbos, we're more machmer, the Gemara will explain, we don't allow tircha. The Primogodim says a chiddush that most Mefarshim don't agree to, most Paiskim don't agree to. He says that even though the Mishnah is teaching us that on Shabbos, if it's going to rain, I can't do what I do on Yontif. That on Yontif, we're learning that you can take the fruit and put it down the shaft. Shabbos, I can't. Says the Primogodim, well, what about fruit that I want to eat on Shabbos? That fruit I would be allowed to throw down the shaft because I want to be able to eat it on Shabbos. Most Mefarshim don't agree. The Paiskim say the Mishnah says, Avaloi b'Shabbos. Never. Another din, that means, let's say you have a leak in your house and the rain is falling on the fruit, you could cover up the fruit that it shouldn't get ruined. The same thing, you could cover barrels of wine or barrels of oil that should not be exposed to a lake. There's machlaikis, Rashi and the Rosh. What is this din of mechasim peiris? bekelim, is this only on Yontif or even on Shabbos? Rashi learns that this then also is only on Shabbos. The Rosh, only on Yontif. The Rosh learns that here the Mishnah doesn't use the words Avaloi b'Shabbos, and therefore even on Shabbos this is permissible. The last thing the Mishnah clearly teaches us is even permissible on Shabbos. The nice and keli tachs adlaf b'Shabbos, you could put a bucket or whatever, a pail, under a leek in your house in Shabbos. Itma. Rav Yehuda Rav Nosson, Chatani Mishilim. One says the word to use in the Mishnah is Mishilim, the Chatani Mashchilim. And one says the word is Mashchilim. Amma Zutra, Mandatani Mashchilim. Whoever uses the word Mashchilim in the Mishnah, Lamishtabish, is not making an error. Or Mandatani Mashchilim. If you use the word Mashchilim in the Mishnah, Lamishtabish, is also not making an error. Mandatani Mashchilim, Lamishtabish, the one that uses the word Mashchilim is not making an error. Tiksiv, Ki Yishal Zaysecha. The Pasuk says in the Teichacha, in Parshas Kisavoy, that the curse is that your trees will drop the olives. So you see, Yisha means to drop. Oman, the Tani Mashchilim, the one that says the word Mashchilim Lai Mishtabis, the Tnan, we learned about this really earlier in the Masechta, that a Bechor that's a Balmum, the Kohen could eat, doesn't have to bring as a carbon. And two of the Mumin that the Torah enumerates are Shochel Vakosel. What are they? Shochel Shenishmat Yerechoi, that its thigh is displaced, Bukadatma, one thigh is larger than the other. So here too we see shachol means that it's placed out, it's moved down. There's an interesting vart in the Shittim Kubetzes. The Shittim Kubetzes says that normally in the Gemara, when we have this type of Gemara in Shas, where the Gemara says you could use this word or you could use that word, the next thing that happens in the Gemara is, the Gemara asks, so why did this man Dama use this word, and why did this man Dama use that word? Here the Gemara doesn't ask that question. Why doesn't the Gemara ask the question that it normally does? Answers the Shita b'shem Moiroi, he says, in the name of his Rebbe. He says, where does the Gemara ask a question? Where is a nafkamina? Which word I use? Here, as we just finished explaining, the word Mashilin and the word Mashchilin have the exact same definition. So that since there's no practical nafkamina, which word to use, the Gemara doesn't ask the question. Continues the Gemara. Omer of Nachman Yitzchak, mandatari mashirin lemishtabish. If you use the word mashirin in our Mishnah, it's okay. Mandatari mashirin lemishtabish, you can use the word mashirin. Or mandatari mashirin, and you can use the word mashirin lemishtabish. Explains the Gemara. Mandatari mashirin lemishtabish, the Tanan, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, the Mishnah says himself to Nazar, Nazar la yachav rosh ba'damai, and Razar should not wash his hair with earth. Of Nesha Meshir is a sar. It makes the hair come out. So you see, Meshir means come down, to drop. Mandatani Mashchirin, Loi Mishtabish. The one that uses the word Mashchirin is also not making an error. The Tanan, there's a Mishnah, in Masechta Kelim, Hashachar Vazug Shal Sefarim. So it's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what Hashachar means. Rashi explains Hashachar means the handle of a razor. Tosfos says it doesn't mean the handle of a razor, it means a small scissor. Hashachar means a small scissor. Vazug shel sefar means a large scissor used by barbers. Afapi shenechleku, even though they're divided, and again, according to Rashi, the pshat will be that the handle is separated from the razor. According to Tosfos, that means that the two parts of the scissor are separated. Tameim. Why is a razor called hashachar? Because it drops the hair. So we see that shachar means to drop. Mandatani manshirim loy mishtabish, the Tanan, the Mishnah says, Misha nosher keil v'mayim, if somebody's items dropped into water, mahal fahen, he can walk in them on Shabbos, then chayshish, he doesn't have to worry that he'll come to schita, that he's going to come to squeeze out his clothing. Inami ha'da Tanan, ezu leket, what is considered leket, hanoish v'shas tzira, that the halacha is that what drops, hanoisha, what drops, while the farmers are cutting the produce, is considered leket that goes to raniyim. So you see the word noisha also means to drop. So actually the Gemara has given us five different Hebrew words that all means the same, to drop.